Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Something's been on my heart that God's been speaking to me about recently, and I want to start by sharing Matthew 25, 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." The Lord's teaching on the final judgment challenges every disciple of Jesus to be a precursor of the kingdom, God's kingdom, in a broken world. And this is a broken world. In chapter 24, after Jesus privately warns his disciples of dark days ahead, when false prophets will arise and many will lose their faith, Jesus tells his followers that the suffering will be interrupted by the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Jesus is coming. He will send out his angels to gather all the elect, meaning those of us who have accepted Jesus as Lord in our lives and are living for him. And in this passage, the Son of Man has arrived with his angels and is now seated on the throne where he's called King. Praise God. From that throne, the King uses his authority to separate the people. To illustrate the separation of one from another, Jesus likens himself to a shepherd who separates his flock of sheep from the goats and who are grazing in the same pasture with the sheep. The sheep receive the place of honor and inherit the kingdom. The goats are placed on the opposite side and are dealt with later. While addressing these people, the Lord speaks to them about ministering to those who need our help, and they answered him by saying, "When did we do that?" Recently, I've been hearing the Lord speak to us and to me about all the people we are surrounded by who are in need, and many who do not even see or any resolve or answer to their situations. The number seems to be growing more and more as you look at the world around us. And it's not just about physical needs, although they are important as well. Most of us are very fortunate to have what we have and live where we live. We are blessed people for the most part. However, it doesn't take long for us, if we are looking, to find those who are truly in need of our love to be demonstrated in a variety of ways. This church, you and all who worship here and call this church their home church, have been extremely generous and dedicated to serving, giving, and following the Lord's leading. So many people are doing so much, it is greatly appreciated. You have no idea how important it is. If I were to name everyone who is currently involved in some capacity, I would have no doubt that I would leave out someone's name, forget someone who is serving faithfully, and I do not want to do that. However, there are some who seem to stand out and are part of a very devoted team of workers together today. And I want to applaud you and thank you for your faithful service unto the Lord. For example, every Sunday for some time now, Vic and Lorna Nelson have been arriving early after picking up donuts to make coffee, serving them to all of us so that we might have a small breakfast, and then Vic turns around to go pick up people who need to worship. God bless you guys. Then there's Bob Miller. Bob has been coming early for weeks and months, for years, to make sure the doors are open, the heat is on, the smiles are ready after blowing off the sidewalk and the porch outside the front doors. God bless you, Bob. What about the worship team? First of all, Shirley, followed by Lorna, who's always there, Jane, who comes to play the piano, Teresa, Jenna, Brandon, and Warren, and when needed, Charlie, who's able to be there and help as well. We should never forget Kim Zenzano, who comes each week and puts out the connection folders, checks the chairs, and has often picked up others who need rides. Followed shortly by Gary Provo, who has been a mainstay on Sunday mornings, and Barb as they arrive and check whatever else needs to be done, and often stay afterwards to close up, make sure the building is secure. Praise the Lord. These are just some of the people that I know are doing things every single Sunday. Every single Sunday. Then there are those who come in during the week and on Sundays as well to take care of the day-to-day work, as well as the Sundays, which includes bookkeeping, banking, cleaning up. Those who come Tuesdays to prepare food and serve our children, youth, and adults. Volunteers who work with the children like Emily and Misty and Craig and Bruce and Alyssa and Pastor Teresa. Are you getting the picture? That passage speaks of these kind of people and more. In particular, verse 40, the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you are doing. If I didn't mention your name and you are serving in some capacity, thank you. The Lord has called us, and we are to answer the call, serving not only those who are benefiting from our service, but we serve the Lord. Praise God. Each and every one of you should receive praise for your dedication, love, and service unto the Lord." And many people are giving faithfully of their tithes and generous offerings. "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me, says the Lord." Thank you, Father. Prayer thoughts for today, Dallas and Whitney. Continue to remember Dallas. He had another interview. He's looking. He's just having a struggle finding the right place. Memorial service for the Williams, for Carrie Williams, on Friday 24th at 2. Surgery went well for Ruth, when she's in recovery. Remember Pat Fox, Linda Dobbins' cousin, as her husband had surgery. Grace Erskine's had surgery and is recovering. Juanita Hitt has surgery on the 21st. Friedegard, who's on hospice, those battling cancer, those who are ill, our missionaries, our nation, our church, and your family. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then God bless you all. Have a great day.